This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wanted to know if I was hearing things.
Depends on the day.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. I just posted a picture of what I came home to being, and it was actually very nice. It was chilly in California the last 3 or 4 days, but quite pleasant in comparison to what I came home to last night. So I just posted a picture of my front door of the winter. Hello, it's winter. Right, the end of January, and there's snow on the ground, and the trees are beautiful because they have all that ice and, you know, the stuff that sticks, the heavy snow, and it sticks to the snow, the trees and whatever. It's just beautiful.
It's so pretty, yes. Like, especially the trees that don't have any leaves on them anymore.
Yeah,
and it hasn't been blown off, and it's seriously, it was like a winter wonderland yesterday.
I'm going to take another, keep talking for a second. I'm going to take a picture of the studio window. The studio window of the ice and the stuff that we're talking about. So I'll post that too.
I don't even know if you
big
can hear
time
it.
Radio at its finest.
Mike, but hey, photos are important because pics or didn't happen.
That's right. Okay, so here we are dealing with the new day and the new stories, and it's the same old stuff, but maybe in a different location. So Jay and I give a lot of thought to what we're going to lead with. When you talk about a new hour, a new segment, and how we're going to approach some of the issues that we talk about, things that matter, how do we decide what to lead with? Do we lead with love or do we lead with fear? Because that's pretty much, those are our choices most of the time, right? Think about all the stuff that we have. And so my choice usually is to lead with love. And that would be something that we would consider good news. And here's maybe this is the neatest story of the day, the story of a 101-year-old woman who says the secret to keeping herself young and healthy includes daily ballet lessons. Her name is Dinky Flowers.
I love
what
that.
What a great name.
That is
Dinky,
amazing.
Isn't it? One of the oldest women around, eager to offer her tips for a longevity. Excuse me. She said, I couldn't live without dancing, and I think that's what kept me young and happy. It sounds hard, but it's never too late to start. She apparently was a professional dancer, yeah.
Yeah, and even if you aren't a professional dancer, we always hear that saying, use it or lose it. And it goes with muscles and mobility and keep doing it. Otherwise, you won't be able to.
She started dancing at the age of 3, and she still is teaching at a dance school. It's the Dinky Flowers Stage School. Uh-huh. She loves dancing. She says, I'll always have it. She will. Right? As long as you can keep your body moving, that's how you keep your mind young. And there's so many people who can learn from that. She said, the work that I've done has kept my body supple. She is the mother of one. And she says she will not stop dancing until they take me away in a box.
Good for
you. Yep. And Matt, by the way, the new thing is not to be taken away in a box, but to become compost. You know that, right? That's the new rage. Now people are looking into
composting. I've heard composting. I've heard, like smash down really hard and become a record that actually will play your favorite song.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That one.
All different kinds of
I have not heard.
Go to space.
Yeah, I have heard that one. Yeah. Send your ashes out into space. Right, exactly. Now, I haven't heard the other one, though. Wow, that's Smash.
It's kind of a cool one, right?
Isn't there a group called Smash Mouth?
Yeah,
you want me to Smash
Mouth?
Really?
Yeah, turning into a record.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a whole 20 track hit.
Well, speaking of that, the number of adults who are playing video games these days, last year, take a guess, Jay, at how much the video gaming industry was worth in terms of the, what do they call it, the gross domestic product. How much money did Americans spend last year on the video game industry? Just take a guess.
Oh, I believe a whole lot, especially after the pandemic shut everything down, and that was how
right.
a lot of people are spending time. And with the way video games are today, it's you can connect with people. It's almost like having a FaceTime or a phone call with people.
$200 billion were spent last year in the video gaming industry. So you think this is a big more money was spent on video games than music, books. Sports. There are hundreds of thousands of people in our country who make their living making these games in some way, shape, or form. Involving the production, the ideas, but it's big. Like the movie industry, we think, okay, that's really creative, writing books. Yep. No, this business is requiring more of our population to be creative. And for me, who is a non-gamer, and my children didn't grow up around games. I think you and I have talked about this before. I don't know how much, though I don't remember how much you and your sister played these video games.
My sister, not so much. We had Nintendo growing up and Super Nintendo and stuff, but that was part of a bedtime routine. My mom and I, we would play this Nintendo game called Bubble Bobble, and it was basically these two little dinosaurs that would blow bubbles at things and capture them, and then you jumped on them and popped. And we had a blast doing it.
So is she doing that, or are you doing that with Mac, or is he too young?
No, yeah, we don't. He doesn't play any video games.
Well, we don't have any exposure. Matter of fact, when I was taking the picture, the video that you saw posted at both my personal and on the Good Day the Good Day Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefaner/Good Day. That's him looking. He's looking at the video, and his mother. He grabs when we have FaceTime. He grabs the whatever the video mechanism is, and he wants to. He sticks his nose right into it. So his mother is taking it away from him because she doesn't want him. As a matter of fact, she said the other night, "I don't really want him to look at this." And I get it because I've been the apostle of that with Megan and Brendan. Excuse me, they never had that stuff. And Megan knows that I have been very focused. If you're under 3 years of age, you have no business exposing your children to any of this stuff. And now you and I have had that conversation because you have something. And I don't know if there's something different. Some of those bigger plastic thingamabobbers that you were talking to me about a couple of weeks ago, I saw one of those on the plane, as a matter of fact, a youngster. Probably about the same age as Mac, I think. Maybe a little bit older. Occupied with that. And I don't know what's right or wrong. It's not my business to judge. I just know what I felt strongly about and what I shared with my own family and children. It's none of my business what other people do, and I wouldn't be judgmental about it. I just think that the overwhelming information that's out there suggests that youngsters who are under the age of three ought not to have much exposure to this sort of thing.
Yeah, under the age of two.
Under the age of two, is it now?
It should be minimized to 2 hours a day, which I'm first to admit that Mac, he has used my phone multiple times, even before he was two. But I also think it comes down to parents being a part of it, using the phone with the child, monitoring what they are doing, and also still taking the phone away to go do other things. But remember what adults, notice what you are doing, because also if you are addicted to your own device, the children in your home are seeing that as well. And that's you're also modeling that behavior.
The lady I sat next to on the plane last night was a lawyer who was on her way to, she was Angelina on her way to do some case, and we were talking about the devices and what it is, what do they mean to us, because I was cursing mine. I couldn't make the, I have an iPad, and I was on a plane that didn't have its own screen, so I'm using that, which, by the way, I used, coming back last night, I watched this new TV show, about the making of The Godfather. Have you seen that? It's fascinating.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's really, anybody who can see it, I forget, where maybe Apple Plus or one of the Paramount, one of the, you know, the other, not the main network things, but it's really, it's got a great cast, and you recognize most of them, and it's really a very interesting story about what actually happened to the producer and the writers, Mario Puzo and Francis Ford Coppola, and the guy who is the producer, and the people running the studios. It is fascinating. Really is. It's very good television, I think. Tells some a great story, which is what television or books or any of these things, podcasts, they all ought to tell good stories. That's what our job is here on the radio, to tell good stories. So let me just go back for a second and visit what we were talking about with regard to the gaming industry and where all of this stuff comes from. There's, as I said, it's a huge, huge business. Hundreds of Americans, hundreds of millions, actually, are engaging in the play of this. You know, there are games based on movies and games based on football and games. There are all kinds of games. I'm flabbergasted at what you can see. I took Miles, you saw a picture that I posted on Saturday night, I think it was. I took him to an arcade. Well, Leslie went. He loves to play putt-putt golf, so we went to play putt-putt golf. And part of this putt-putt place, they have an arcade inside. I haven't been in an arcade, God knows how long. I don't even remember. I think maybe he took Brendan there a few times when he was a kid. So Miles goes in, and the stimulation, these kids running around, jumping around. We actually did play a game, one of those tabletop things. Probably should have taken a picture of that, because it was worth just the price of admission to watch me trying to play. And of course, Miles beat me at whatever it was we were playing. But the fact that they're so stimulated, these kids, and that's part of the screen thing, but also, you know, all of these things that are in there that you can do with your time that stimulate, if not, it's overstimulation. At least that's
sensory overload,
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, it's part of what's around us, though, that's for sure. 18 after, this is Good Day.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
No, wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming January 26th. Only on Peacock.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give...
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ready? 23 after the hour. How come I don't know the time? We do the same thing in the same portion of the... like, hello, this is not different than it was yesterday or even the last hour. Social media is our focus. What is in the celebrity gossip department that's trending? So these, we could say, I could do a double entendre here. Rips from the headlines. See what
Ooh,
I'm doing there, Jay?
I see Ooh, what you did there.
Yes.
That was good.
Kelly Ripa calling out her husband for not being very empathetic during the process of having children. Her husband's on All My Children, and she's obviously Kelly and Ripa.
Kelly Ripa.
Kelly and Ryan.
Enough said.
Enough said, right, exactly. So this whole thing, this is probably a story better that you tell because you've been through this experience and I haven't. I was never in, well, that's not true. I was not in the operating room for my two children when they were born because you weren't allowed, parents weren't allowed back then to come in, or the fathers weren't allowed to come in until the baby was actually born. But I was in the what do they call it? What's the room?
The maternity ward?
Maternity ward. When the lady that I was dating in, this was 2005, had a baby. It wasn't mine, but I was in there and I held the baby first. And I remember her being completely out of it, like she was, blah, 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 blah. There was nothing going on with her, but what a feeling. And I couldn't imagine having this conversation that Kelly says she and her husband had, or apparently he was like not paying much attention. Is that the story?
Yeah, no, it spurred a whole conversation online. There is a social media influencer and podcaster who had reposted a viral graphic asking, what is the one thing that your partner did, said, or brought to the hospital that really helped you through your birth experience? And Kelly Ripa chimed in with not exactly helpful things, but she recalled how Mark Consuelos had allegedly asked, do you mind if I eat? And at another time, he was like, I'm going to the batting cages since you're going to be here for a while. She didn't specify which of her children those comments were, but then it drew a lot of other people who were adding to the comments. Of one person said that her husband was apparently trying to tell her how to push correctly. Another one was in the middle of getting an epidural.
They're like, he knows.
Yeah. The other one was in the middle of getting an epidural, and the guy was bent over hugging her while she was getting the epidural, and then he leaned up, and he goes, oh, that hurt my back, like bending over just to hug her hurt his back. And other people just started chiming in with their other things. But, yeah, Kelly Ripa and her husband are hilarious. the way that they call each other out on things. And
they seem to be getting along well.
Yeah. Right.
They have a good good marriage. Apparently she had C-sections. She's so small. Right. How big were her children? Do you know offhand?
I do not know, but now they are 25. Michael, her oldest, 21, 25. Lola's 21, and then Joaquin is 19.
And she seems young to have children that old. Just as an observer on the from the outside looking in. Yeah. She looks younger and seems to act young. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. 51 is young, in fact. Okay, something else that's happening in New York City. The Broadway show MJ, the musical, Michael Jackson, the musical. Fans not happy because the understudies took over the show. What does it cost? A couple hundred bucks a piece for tickets to go see these things?
Yeah, about $200 for the tickets. And a lot of people, when you go to a show, you don't know that there's going to be an understudy. You find that out in the program where things are kind of like there's this little printout that becomes part of the program. But apparently everybody was out. The guy who plays Michael Jackson, Miles Frost, he was already out. He's been out for a little bit now because he's on vacation. But everybody else in the cast had, they were sick.
So why would they, unless this is a long-running show, why would people be on vacation when they're doing a show like this? I don't get that. Unless the show is going to go on like some of them do on Broadway for years and years.
All the leads get vacations because it's very taxing.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, doing that every night. Think about it that way, I guess. Okay. All right, so that's that update. 28 after the hour. This is good.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. For the second time in 3 days, a senior citizen is being accused of a mass shooting in California. Christina Corpus is a sheriff in San Mateo County.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often. But today, it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
At least 7 people were killed and 2 related shootings in Half Moon Bay, California on Monday. A coastal city about 30 minutes drive south of San Francisco.
The suspect, identified as Chung Li Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident.
4 members of the Oath Keepers were found guilty on Monday of seditious conspiracy for being on the Capitol grounds January 6. Seditious conspiracy is a Civil War-era law that prohibits plotting to overthrow or destroy the government. Some are expected to appeal the Washington, D.C. verdict. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day. Rolling back into the focus on today. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. This is from the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral the other day for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband, in a manner of speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father Thomas sent to their family explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single thing people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, and then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of them.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Like, is it, can you ignore it? That's, well, that'd be my way of just deleting
it, ignoring it. Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, likes, loves, LOL'd, all good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, like, leave me alone if you love me. So here's the background story for all, I guess maybe the big story in terms of California shootings, even though there have been three in the past week. The circumstances and what people are shouting from the rooftops about in Monterey Park. 11 people at that dance hall. So he knew that these people would be in there. And it brings to light a whole different, you know, we were talking about this lady who was 101, was it? Or 111 or something, however.
Yeah, 101,
she was a dancer,
still dancing.
Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Dancing is a big thing. It's never been a big thing for me or in my family, but I know lots of people who go dancing all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the older you are, they have cruises now. When I was in, I was down in Long Beach on Sunday. And the most humongous cruise liner I've ever seen in my life is at the port of Los Angeles loading passengers. I'm just wondering to myself how, I counted, there were 14 stories of staterooms on this, on the deck of, you know, 14 high.
Yeah, it's basically a hotel on the ocean. It's a resort.
How the damn thing stays afloat. You got to wonder what kind of engineering goes into keeping these things, the ballast where it's supposed to be, and, you know, all that stuff. At any rate, so this is a dance cruise. I was visiting a friend, and we were talking about all the cruises that go out of there. This happened to have been a dance cruise. And then I'm thinking about all of the dancing and things that people do. It's great exercise. It's a nice way to have community, to share, yada, yada, yada.
Let loose, get the energy out.
It, right.
Even when people don't go on dance cruises or to dance class type of things, going to clubs, going to concerts.
Yeah.
You let your guard down when there's music around and you're just letting loose.
Well, apparently this group of people in this hall, they party every night. They have the immigration situation with these Asians. They find themselves in a group. You know, most groups find their own. And this is a group of people that go all the time. They celebrate their lives and the fact they made it to America and they're living a life that would be a whole lot different than what it was back where they came from. And so they, you know, the families go out, the husband and wife or whoever, every single night. There's a dance party. And so that's what is part of what we perhaps don't know, or the background story, or another piece of the pie when it comes to these people. It isn't just a Saturday night dance thing. It's an every night dance thing. And so this fellow apparently knew that, whatever the other thing that was going on with, it could have been his wife or whomever, but it's just very interesting to see as a part of the background story that this hall has dance parties every single night, and a lot of the same people come almost every night to go dancing. So, anyway, there's that. The situation in Washington, I'll take my time to go through this and hold my breath. But I can't hold my breath and tell you the story at the same time, so I guess I'll let it all hang out.
Let it all out.
There's a big to-do now. The Republicans, who don't like guys like Adam Schiff, he's the congressman from Los Angeles. I don't much like him. I always say he comes from my hometown. He was raised and went to school in Framingham and then moved out to California. So anyway, there's a to-do between Kevin McCarthy, who now is the Speaker of the House, and the Democratic counterpart, and I think his name is Hakeem Jeffries, right? He's a New York Democrat. Tucky's yippee. So anyway, McCarthy gets this letter from Jeffries saying that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, both of them California Democrats, and so in order to be Democrats in California, you have to be left of Lily the Goose. And so these guys are not popular with the Republicans, and he wants to put them on the Intelligence Committee, which is probably one of the most important and one of the most sought-after seats, very powerful, the Intelligence Committee. So the Republicans want to keep them off of the committee, and the Democrats say, nope, that's who we're putting up there. They're also expected to send over, I never can pronounce her name correctly. Her last name is Omar. Ilhan, is that how you pronounce her name? Ilhan Omar? Anyway,
I always just hear people call her Omar.
Yeah. Anyway, she's from Minnesota. She's supposed to be on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And there are a lot of people who don't think that's a great idea either. I don't know what to think.
But why?
Frankly.
I always hear this, the whole...
because the Republicans...
This isn't a good idea, that's not a good idea. And
that's because they don't...
Nobody ever really goes into the why of it.
Well,
or
the why's...
What would be better?
When it comes to Omar, is that she is of foreign birth, or at least foreign extraction, so they think or say. I don't actually know. I know she... wears the garb of a Middle Easterner, but, you know, that's part of America.
Yeah, she's born in Somalia.
Somalia, okay. So anyway, but she's, she doesn't, a lot of these people, she's no different than Marjorie Taylor Greene, as far as I'm concerned. They're extremists. Omar is an extremist, and you don't hear much of AOC anymore. I don't know why, but she's an extremist for sure. Marjorie Taylor Greene is an extremist. Boebert is an extremist. Now, here it is. I'm a man talking about four women who are in Congress who I claim to be extremists. Does that sound sexist? Because I say these, I don't come up with any men who are extremists.
Ahead, come up with some men.
Schiff is an extremist. I'm happy to put him into that category. And then there's Nutbird Santos, who is, his political stripes are right of Tilda the Hun. Never mind the rest of this stuff. And being a lying SOB. On both sides, there's a punch bowl. And so what happened to the average American who's looking for the representation that he or she deserves? We don't deserve Adam Schiff. We don't deserve Omar, what's her face. We don't deserve Santos. They are not speaking for America. They may have a small group of people that they represent, and maybe it's a growing group, but it certainly is not the majority. So now we have these people that are going to try to just to make a point or to stir the pot or whatever it is to make fun of the America, make fun of the Republicans. And so the controversy continues. In the meantime, you and I are not being represented really at all because these people are fighting among themselves. It's a turf war. And your interest and my interest, the business of the people, for example, there still isn't really a budget. There's nobody, people will tell you, oh, we're all set. No, we're not all set. And so here we go. And meanwhile, I'm looking at some of the other, Kristen Sinema, I think there was a big to-do with, I saw Newt Gingrich on some show. I'm sure it was a Fox show as I was flipping around the channels yesterday, drying off from my shower. And so Newt's talking about Joe Manchin and whether he's going to be a Republican and should run for president and yada. And then he, in the same breath, talks about Kristen Sinema and how she might better be serving her own needs and the people that she's serving by being at least an independent. Well, she is an independent. So how about a Republican? And then so now some guy who is from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is going to run for her Senate seat because the progressives or the Democrats or the Hispanics or whomever aren't being represented by her. How do you represent everybody? I guess that's the challenge. If I were a congressperson or in any political theater, I'd want to take a poll almost every day as to what my constituents wanted me to do. I'm not there to serve me. I'm there to serve you.
Exactly. And not only the people who, the donors. the big mass of donors who helped you get to those positions.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like those are the ones.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, the Oath Keepers, there were four of them that were, I think, found guilty. The charge was seditious conspiracy for January 6th, and they were happy to tell you that the reason they did it was to keep Donald Trump in office. Huh? my heavens.
Yeah. What else do you say other than my heavens?
You know,
really?
Right. You know,
really?
It's back to the whole Nancy Pelosi isn't fair, and hello, she's not there anymore. Well, she's still a congressperson, but she has no power, really. So why are we paying attention to her? She's an easy person to target, right? Easy person. On the plane coming back, I was looking at an old 2-3-year-old. It was just before the elections. A Saturday Night Live skit. Alec Baldwin playing Trump. And Jim, what's his face, playing Biden. Jim. You know who I mean. He's a comedian. Jim, no. Begins with a C. Anyway. So he's playing Biden, and they're back and forth with each other. And it was funny, but yet it wasn't funny. It was more sad to look at the stuff and to see how it's gotten, you know, I suppose politics always makes for comedic relief if we look at it that way. But I don't know. I don't feel like there's anything funny going on now. It's funny, odd, funny,
Jim Carrey,
amusing.
When he did
Carrey.
It.
Right. Thank you, Jim Carrey. Yeah. So, anyway, you know, it's the quirks of the two characters and what that's all about. I don't know. I just... Okay, Doug, take a deep breath and tell everybody it's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One of the things that I'm most pleased about being responsible for are the various informational programs that my little company has, like the Good Day Health programs, the broadcast that every week are the broadcasters that are a part of it or a part of the Good Day program, but we call it Good Day Health because Jack Stockwell brings his own brand of medicine and medical information to those of you who are following him and what he does at his clinic out in Salt Lake City. He's a Nuka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and has nothing but a world of information and experience. So that makes for great broadcasting. Also, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his research and what he presents from, let's say, the other side of the coin here as service items for you. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you go. This sounds like the conversation Jack and I are about to have, though, sounds like something that I discussed last week on another program that I do called The American Family Farmer. This doesn't, I'm not meaning this, Jack, to sound like a promotion for everything I do, but they overlap. The research that I talked about last week on the American Family Farmer program is the same info that you're calling our attention to now that links glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, with cancer, as well as damage to other things that may be the most important part of our being. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And this just came out last week from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. I mean, you know, this wasn't some poorly funded study somewhere.
It's not one of your usual.
No, but they looked at the, now who is most exposed to
farmers.
Farm products? Farmers are, of course, and that's why it was on your show.
Yep.
So they looked at the glyphosate levels that were in the urine of farmers and found out there are these markers. There are these markers showing up that shows the blood cancers like lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia, a much higher incidence in these kinds of cancers among farmers mm-hmm. than somebody that would be working, you know, at a computer all day in some high-rise office in Manhattan.
Right.
Not that that might not contribute to it,
yeah.
but the fact
right.
is that they would have a lot less glyphosate present in their bloodstream.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of dancing around this because of the power of Monsanto, but Monsanto is now owned by Bayer.
More power.
The largest drug company in the world.
Yep. And I'm happy to always point out the Bayer product. I actually use a Bayer product, the Bayer back and body when I have muscle spasms and stuff. That doesn't mean I have to like them. Their history comes from their original job, or their original company. They changed their name after World War II because the original company was responsible for making the gas that was used to gas
like
6 million
me.
Jews. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway.
On B.
Yep. So.
It's the kind of history that exists almost in every large mega corporation is not necessarily the prettiest stuff.
No.
But the important thing is that this was published by the National Cancer Institute, and they said, yeah, we're finding more in evidence. It's contributing to the overall evidence that associates glyphosate with exposure and oxidative stress in humans that contends to create the markers that show increases in lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia. Bottom line, stay the hell away from glyphosate.
Roundup. Stay away
but
from
the problem is,
Roundup.
Well, and they've got ready. They got ready. They could round up for this and round up for that. And
right.
All the kinds of variations that they've made for it. You know, the original glyphosate course killed anything that was green.
Well, you know, one of the things that this points out, Jack, and this goes into a discussion that we were having a few minutes ago. You probably were listening to us when I was talking about not being served by your representation or your congressman, your senator is, and how much they're in the tank, in the bag for companies like Monsanto and Bayer because of how much they contribute to their campaigns. There is no reason on God's green earth that this product should still be available to anybody, but yet it is. Because these people pay off, they pay to make sure that they still are in business. The thing that's a tragedy is that the information, these people have so much money, they can contradict the information that comes from people like you and me that basically is crying almost in the wilderness, hey, listen, look at how bad this stuff is. It changes your DNA. It gives you cancer, and yet you're still using it.
Yeah, exactly. And they can throw a bunch of money together to fund another study by some other group somewhere else.
It'll show
says,
it's okay.
Well, there might be some association, but it's not like you've been told.
So then why does Bayer have a $5 billion war chest set aside to give to people who are, there are like 80,000 cases against Bayer and Roundup.
Yep.
And so why is that? Okay, hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? Somebody's got to figure that out. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.